The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's 7:01 a.m. here in Central Time where we are on this Friday. Is it Feel Good Friday? Well, I don't know. That depends on where you are and what you're doing and how you woke up. Did you get up at the right side of the bed this morning? I hope so. I certainly did. I do sleep on the right side of the bed, so when I get up, I'm just messing with you. All right. Lots of things happening in the world today. Some good, some interesting, some weird. Yeah, it's going to be one of those interesting Fridays, and we even have a funny for you that we'll be playing a little bit here in the show. We're going to give away a satellite dish today. Yeah, see, I told you it's Feel Good Friday for a lot of reasons. That's the good thing. This is a RickSatelliteUSA.com satellite dish. So later in the show, we're going to be giving it away. Maybe you're the lucky winner. We'll see. For those of you, of course, Diane in North Carolina, Kelly in Kansas, still recuperating from open heart surgery and lower back surgery, respectively. Want to continue to, if you would, lift them up in your prayers. We appreciate that because the more people pray, the more things get done, the more things happen. If you want a prayer request out there, all you got to do is go to our thepowerhour.com website, click the community tab, and there's that little button. It says prayer request, and you click on that and you input. And of course, if you don't have internet because you don't believe in it, you don't like being monitored by a you-know-who, mention if you will. Yeah, that sort of thing. You can actually call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. Wait for the prompts and press number 2 and leave us a voicemail message. You do that as well. And we'll get it. We'll get the message. TalkStream Live, by the way, we're on the Power 50 still. And, of course, you can listen to the Power Hour on TalkStream Live simply by going to the app, TalkStream Live app on your smartphone. You can also, if you go to TalkStreamLive.com, you can download it directly. And, of course, then by listening to it on TalkStreamLive.com, it registers your vote. And that's what keeps our rankings up. So this is the thing about being in the Power 50. TalkStream Live basically carries a lot of those shows that really aren't mainstream media. And that's what a lot of our listeners hear. Because they seem to have a lot of time in their hands and they actually listen to a lot of the alternative media. Not necessarily alt-right or alt-left, but more conservative than liberal. How about that? So anyway, TalkStream Live has a phone number you can actually listen to it by, and that's 717-528-3960. Or you can listen to the replay on their podcast line at 641-793-9840. Of course, now all this, if you have internet, will be posted on the email blast. What do you mean you don't have it? Oh, come on. Really? We've had that email blast available to everybody with internet. All you had to do is go to thepowerhour.com and go to the newsletter tab and click on it and sign up. It's free. Oh, darn. How'd you miss that? Here's the other thing about our show. There's all sorts of news and tidbits on here, and that's why I keep a legal pad sitting right next to me with a pen. So, German, wollen Sie eine Feder? Where's your pen? So you got that, and you got your pen and paper, because there may be some very interesting things that we come across with that if you don't write it down, you might forget it. And so, if there might be a tidbit of information that comes across and you want to do some research on it. And that's what we're all about here, solutions. And, of course, if you want the, since we're going to give away a Rick Satellite dish today, that means we got one more to give away. So if you want to be the lucky one, make sure to send your name, address, and telephone number in a letter, either by snail mail or internet. If you have internet, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com and submit a letter. If you want to snail mail it because you don't believe in having internet, you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. If you live in Missouri, you say Missouri. You say tomato, I say tomato. Yeah, so P.O. Box 14921. Did you write that down? See, we want you to win one of these things, but see, it's not going to happen if you don't act. The Greek word is pistis, out of the Bible, means faith-based believing action. So if you want to win it, all you got to do is just send us the letter. Tell us in a few sentences or a paragraph or two why you want to win it. That's all. You don't have to write us a thesis or dissertation. You don't have to. We don't need that much. You know, this is not, you know, don't. You know, when you sit, with somebody on a bus or a train, you start bringing up health problems, man. It's like they just violate all sorts of HIPAA regulations telling you all about their bunions or whatnot. Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Come on. Let's mess around a little bit, shall we? We still have the President's Day sale going on site-wide, which excludes dropship products except for Strauss and Grown by Nature. They always ship for free. Grown by Nature does. If you order a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops, besides getting the 10% off, you get the free book, Beating Heart Disease. We definitely want to see your heart keep beating. Global Healing Center's Detoxidine is back in stock. And Miracle 2 22-ounce regular and moisturizing soap and neutralizer are now back in stock. And, of course, for every $25 donation that we get from you, you get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. But the best thing to do is to call the Power Mall today at 877-817-9829 when they open up at 8 a.m. Central Time. And place your order, donate, and get the free Vitamir regular toothpaste. Though it's really good. I use it. And, of course, if you want to contribute to the Power Hour by making a purchase with one of our partners, you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. Now, if you buy from one of the partners, please shoot us an email or leave us a message on our Power Mall phone number and let us know you did so that we get credit for it. That's how it works. And, of course, if you're a first-time customer, you use the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout to get a 10% off your first order. And then also, if you want to call the Power Mall and talk to Jay or Linda today, you can do that at 877-817-9829. Hopefully you have that number memorized by now, right? And, of course, if you don't have internet and you want a catalog, well, shucky darn, you just call the 877-817-9829 number and ask for one, and we send it to you. All right. So, 8 minutes after the hour, let's move on to world news. Some interesting headlines. There's a study going on, and this is the thing. When Javier Milei got elected as president of Argentina, he told his people that this was going to be a rough first go, that people were going to have a hard time with this because he had to shock the economy, because the economy was under two decades of socialist rule. So they had to carry out this dramatic devaluation of the peso to bring official change exchange value closer to that of the street market rates. So, you know, before Milei's inauguration, Argentina maintained an extremely convoluted multi-tier currency control and exchange system. So crazy, it kept the peso artificially inflated. So here's the thing, he had to change it. So as a result of that, and I don't know whether this is something that was done to humiliate him, Milei, or what, but this caste model done by the Catholic University of Argentina found the poverty rate in the country to be at 57.4% last month, the highest rate recorded in 20 years. This according to one of the financial newspapers down there. here's the thing. If you have the caste model, 6 out of 10 Argentines are poor. Okay. That's the way things are. You had hyperinflation and they're trying to avoid that. They don't want it to get that serious. But the National Institute of Statistics and Census of Argentina measured January's inflation rate at 20.6%, down from December's 25.5%, for an accumulated total of 254.2% over the past year, according to the stats. That's the stats. Now, we can analyze that, play a little tit-for-tat game there and say, okay, why the shock therapy plan? But see, here's the thing about Milei. He warned everybody in Argentina it was going to happen. He was transparent. That's the beauty of this versus, you know, people, you know, as long as you communicate with we the people, everything's fine. But when you hide things, as we all know too well in this country, and you do things behind the scenes without telling your constituents or we the people about it, we come not to trust you. And that's kind of the way things are right now. And speaking of which, you know, the media was going to have to go to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the wannabe porn star. And they were going to ask him, of course, it was Fox News Channel, part of the woke mainstream media, special report with the monkey. That's what I call him. He looks like a monkey. He's got a face like a monkey and a head like a monkey. Reminds me of Curious George. You know, I'm talking about Brett Baer. Yeah. Well, so he gets to interview Zelensky like Tucker interviewed Putin. And so what did Zelensky say? That the Tucker Carlson-Putin interview was 2 hours of bull. Yeah, he said that. And, of course, Brett Baer, being the journalist that he is, trying not to create news, said to Zelensky, one of the things Putin did say is that you signed a decree forbidding any negotiations with Russia, and that you said Russia never refused to negotiate. That's what Putin said. Russia never refused to negotiate, but you signed a decree forbidding any negotiations. Zelensky replied and said, it's not negotiations. Negotiations with tanks, with occupation of Ukraine, was destroying our people. It's not about negotiations. That's the first thing. Secondly, everybody knows, and everyone will tell you, both Macron and Schultz, they talked to Putin before the occupation. He told them that there would be no occupation, there would be no invasion. And like just a half hour before the invasion, he sent him a note, so he can't be trusted. And whatever he's promising, well, that's nothing. So you see, tit for tat. You knew that Fox and somebody was going to get a hold of, because you got to get the other side of the story. At least that's what the mainstream media wants you to think. They want you to get the other side of the story. So they wanted to get Zelensky's reaction to the whole thing. Because, see, everybody was condemning Tucker Carlson for interviewing Putin and Putin and Carlson. I mean, Putin was like, what was with this guy? I thought he was going to be, you know, more pointed and harder than that. And he was just wimping around. Wow. You see, and this is all part of the politics, right? The Canadian Energy and Natural Resources Minister, Jonathan Wilkinson, said the other day that with the voluntary return of 23 permits by Chevron Canada in February, energy companies have surrendered the last of the outstanding permits for oil and gas drilling off Canada's Pacific coast. Their provincial and federal governments imposed a moratorium on issuing any new oil and gas exploration permits off its western coastline way back in 1972. The stated reason was to avoid possible environmental disasters and interference with fishing operations in the area. No one was talking about decarbonization at that point. Permits issued before 1972 were still technically valid, but effectively impossible to use. Canada considered lifting the ban and issuing new permits in the 80s, but the 1989 Exxon Valdez tanker accident scuttled those plans. Of course, you remember that, right? That's part of history there you're not going to forget. The energy industry's hopes rose when a scientific review requested by the government of British Columbia in 2002 concluded there was no scientific justification for the moratorium. Followed provided a set of recommendations for protecting fisheries, coastal residents, and the environment, were then followed. So Chevron Canada announced a couple weeks ago it would not pursue development of the permitted areas. Company said otherwise it remains committed to safety and responsibility. Developing Canada's offshore and onshore oil and gas resources, and ExxonMobil last year surrendered 9 British Columbia permits it had held for more than 50 years. So that's right. We go down to the woodlands and wherever and drill, baby, drill. Yeah. Gotta love that. Now let's talk about what happened here. Yesterday, our guest, we were supposed to have Hugh Simpson on. Well, guess what Hugh Simpson had? Cricket. That's why you heard crickets when it came time to bring him on to talk about the Raptor domes and these underground bunker building going on. Yep, he had crickets, so whoop, that's all you heard was crickets. You tried to reach out to him, and guess his line was down. And, of course, there had been some scuttlebutt as to what caused it. What caused the outage? Why were all these people affected? And, of course, they tried to play it off. The media tried to play it off. The T-Mobile and Verizon were reporting outages yesterday. But it appears that AT&T and Cricket, which use the same network, were suffering the most, according to Down Detector. As of Thursday at 9 a.m., there were about 74,000 users reporting AT&T outages, while more than 13,000 Cricket users reported the same, according to the website. Now, the scuttlebutt on the ham radio operators, as I understand it was a solar flare. Well, okay. Then why weren't we all told that there was a solar flare? I mean, what are we to think? Maybe they were hacked. Imagine, if you will, Senator Marco Rubio warning on social media. See, that's where they got to go. Now, is it scare tactic, or can we read between the lines on this news story here? Because he's warning. This is a U.S. senator now. This outage, he's reporting, that affected AT&T could be significantly smaller than what a Chinese cyber attack could do. So obviously they're aware of it. They're aware of all these Chinese nationals coming across the border and what they might be here for. So now when you get tens of thousands of people showing up that it's a power outage, by afternoon the company stated about 75% of its service was restored. Mr. Rubio decided, because he's vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said that while he doesn't know what caused the outage, he does know it'll be 100 times worse when China launches a cyber attack in America on the eve of a Taiwan invasion. Notice he picks his words carefully. And then he goes on to say, and it won't be just cell service they hit, it'll be your power, your water, and your bank. So how many people have money in the banks? Well, we talked to Dustin from Michigan yesterday, who said he decided to get out of the banks. Where are you at on your decision-making process? I basically think that I've stopped banking with all the big banks, the mega banks. I used to have accounts with them. No more. I stick with the small banks, the ones I know that aren't playing in the securities markets. But see, a number of federal officials over the years have increasingly issued warnings about the Chinese Communist Party's abilities to carry out cyber attacks targeting the American infrastructure. And so, of course, you know, just like when I was in basic training, we were all spooked constantly that somebody was going to throw a gas canister of CS gas at us at any point in time. And so whenever they would throw a flashbang grenade out in our path during basic training, everybody would yell, "Gas!" and go for their masks or their M40s. Now, if you don't have, see, this is the two things I've already told you, and I put that in my book, Doom to Repeat, by the way, which is running on Substack now, that if you don't have a gas mask, because this is what they want to know, every time that they surround a house and they want to take it, all right, they want to know two things. One, do you have the means to retaliate vis-a-vis firearms? Secondly, they want to know, do you have a way to withstand a chemical attack? In other words, a gas mask. So if you don't have these two things at the ready, maybe you should think about that and having them at the ready, because you just never know. Not the way this surveillance state is going on. They're still fooling around with the Section 702 of the FISA warrant, FISA Act. And of course, Rubio had to continue saying that you might find your companies harassed and hacked, targeted by a web of corporate CCP proxies. Said that earlier in the month. Yep. Said the CCP hackers and proxies might be lurking in your power stations, your phone companies, and other infrastructure, poised to take them down when they decide you step too far out of line and that hurting your civilian population suits the CCP just fine. This according to an FBI transcript. So we know China is increasing their build out of offensive weapons. Everybody's, you know, I was listening to commentary yesterday from Dave Hodges and others talking about all these Chinese illegals coming into the country and that they're here for one reason and one reason only. And that's to hurt Americans. They want to kill us. Okay. Take it for what it's worth. I know you all flip the dial and run around and listen to all these various alt-right channels and a lot of them out there. Let's see. Can we play a game here as to who I sound like now?
Well, you know, I just, you know, we're talking about stuff like this. I mean, this is not conspiracy theory. I mean, it's just a matter of time before they, so you better be prepared. Get your water filter and everything else.
Yeah. Okay. You can figure out who I was imitating there. I told you I'd do 80 different character voices for crying out loud. And it is Feel Good Friday. I'm allowed. Okay. Not a nervous laugh. All right. So DeSantis even chimed in about this outage, commenting that the U.S. infrastructure is vulnerable. Imagine if we had an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse. What would end up happening to this country, he asked. You're so naturally reliant on having cell service, it's a little bit jarring to think about. If you're in a car, you need to figure out where you're going to go, all this other stuff. So it's a little bit jarring to think about the implications of something like that if it happened on a much grander scale. An EMP, as you well know, if you don't know, is a geomagnetic event. It's a burst of electromagnetic energy produced by a nuclear explosion in the atmosphere. But it could also, besides causing widespread damage to power lines and other systems and your computer and your phone and other things because of E1 and E2, it could also be caused by solar flares and coronal mass ejections. You see, and now they're starting to speak up. Why? Well, because, you know, everybody likes the fever of a flavor of a Pringles. Now, it's the fear of the CCCP. They want you to start thinking about what China's going to do to give them an excuse to defend Taiwan. Because, as you know, Joel Skousen even said, and he's retired military, the brass, said basically that this is the thing. World War III is going to be fought over Taiwan when they move in and we try to defend it. That's when the proverbial caca is going to hit the fan. And of course, now you're also wondering, and there's many wondering out there, about the situation with what's going to come down before November. Why? Because, as I told you, we need your support to keep the news and information out there. Because we're going to try to sift through all the lies and get you as much of the truth as we can. You need it to make the right decisions. So we don't want to fearmonger with people. We want to call them out. If they're doing this thing and saying, okay, why is Rubio bringing up the CCP? Why are they turning us against China? Why are so many illegals are in here? And see, what all these people in the Biden administration who think this is so wonderful, multiculturalizing America, that it's going to be good for corporate America because all these people will work for 10 bucks an hour when everybody else is demanding 50 vis-a-vis what they want to do with minimum wage in California. These people work for less. We need the cheap labor in America because unions have gotten out of... Oh, you see, any union that would endorse this current administration, I'm sorry, they're out to ruin you too. Just like what Reagan did with PATCO back in the 80s. Remember that? If you're an air traffic controller, you certainly do. But see, you know, you're looking at this whole situation. You're looking at the potential for what they could do to the economy. You're looking at this border crossing. And, of course, if something goes bad, the last people that are going to take credit for it is the current administration. No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to, like they've always done, point a finger at Trump. They're going to blame him. All the Democrats got their marching orders. They've all been told what to say. And now we even have this New York City law that would have allowed 800,000 non-citizens but legal residents to vote in the municipal elections. Well, guess what? A court struck it down. Said, we determined this local law was enacted in violation of the New York State Constitution and Municipal Home Rule Law, thus must be declared null and void, according to appellate judge Paul Wooten in a 3-1 majority decision. Wooten said the state constitution broadly refers to only citizens having the right to vote in elections, municipal as well as statewide or for state legislative offices, referring to Article 9, providing the elected officials of local governments shall be elected by the people, which incorporates by reference the eligibility requirements for voting under Article 2, Section 1, applying exclusively to citizens, according to the judge. So this cockamamie idea that they were going to try to register 800,000 New Yorkers that are all illegal to vote, court just said no, okay? Got a few minutes here to move to the phone lines. Mike in Indiana, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing? My phone's working this morning. Yesterday morning it was chaotic, but it was so interesting because I drive a truck. I'm around truck drivers. I was down in Kentucky where we load and unload and stuff, and all these drivers are sitting at the kiosk lot where you check in to load, and they come up to me. They say, your phone working? Yeah, it's working. You know, well, they can't use their phone to call dispatch to get dispatch. They can't call nobody. They can't do nothing. They don't know what to do.
Go find a payphone.
I says, there's Mike. One over there around the back of the building of the kiosk machine, which has been taken out.
You came up with a great idea. I mean, you just came up with a good perspective here. I mean, I know where you're going with this, but the thing is, without the phones working, look what it does to our supply routes and our supply chain.
Yeah, because mine did go out. I had Verizon. It went out. And the only way anybody could get a hold of me is my wife called me because she has a home phone, you know, not a cellular phone. And she called me, and I says, I can't call you. You're going to have to call me every hour until this is straightened out. But from what I saw, like you said, if they start doing cyber attacks and knock down the phone lines, dispatch, because everybody dispatches calls the truck drivers, and they answer on their cellular phone. They text them their pickup numbers and their dispatch on the phone. Well, that's going to be a high point to cripple our trucking industry.
Well, it'll cripple the whole economy. You know?
Yeah, it will.
Good point, Mike. You know, we're at the break. There's the music. I hate to cut you short, but there's the music. I get it. And I think we all get it. Mike, good perspective there this morning. I appreciate your calling, sir. All other callers, hang on. We will be back and we'll pick up this conversation after the bottom of the hour break with these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here Central Time where we are on this Friday. And of course, Trump made the news again. He's got his attorneys busy filing several motions to try to get rid of Jack Smith. He wants that classified documents case being pursued against him in Florida to go away, arguing that Jack Smith lacks the authority to prosecute the case. And basically, in one of four motions, they contend that neither the U.S. Constitution nor Congress had officially established the special counsel's office. That's number one. Furthermore, they're arguing the special counsel's office is being funded off the books by the Biden administration. Number two. As such, Jack Smith lacks the authority to prosecute this action. The only way to remedy this is dismiss the superseding indictment. You know that they were going to do this, right? Basically, they're arguing that Mr. Smith is at best classified as an employee rather than an officer under the statute cited by Mr. Garland in making his appointment, which they say lacks the legal foundation required by the appointments clause. Now, there's something new, huh? Haven't heard that one. Attorneys for the former president argue Mr. Smith's office is drawing from an endless off-the-books pot of money from the DOJ instead of through the ordinary budget process in violation of the appropriations clause of the Constitution. Now, while they're trying to dismantle the Florida case about the classified documents, a judge, Sir Arthur Engoron, from New York, which caused all this fracas with the truckers wanting to boycott New York, has denied former President Trump's request for a 30-day stay of judgment after defense attorneys protested the attorney general's rush for enforcement. You see, now there's some interesting tit for tat why they're doing this. They want him to dig into his pockets right now and come up with $355 million in order to be able to file an appeal. So there's always a lot of counter arguments going back and forth. And so the judge is going to sign this proposed judgment this morning. It's already been delivered to the county clerk, according to the docket, of which the request was made then, and he wrote back, "You failed to explain, much less justify any basis for a stay. I'm confident the appellate division will protect your appellate rights." Notice he said appellate rights. Here's the thing. If the appellate division, second department, looks at this and goes, "Engoron, you ruled before it even went to trial, you arbitrarily just made a decision to find the Trump organization guilty. And now you're allowing Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, to turn around and eyeball 40 Trump Tower and saying, you know what, if he doesn't have the money, I'm just going to seize that building and sell it. It's worth way more than $355 million, I think. Eric and Donald Trump Jr. have also been fined $4 million apiece. Mr. Weisselberg, one of their accountants, is $1 million. And of course, the court-appointed monitor Barbara Jones is going to continue to monitor the Trump organization for at least 3 years, because Engoron says you can't do business in the state of New York and borrow money or do anything for 3 years. So my thought process was, Mr. Trump, you need to sell everything out from underneath and just get out of New York. Do your appeal, get your money back, and get out of New York and take all the other businesses in New York City with you. Now, the ones that are woke are going to stay right there, and they're going to find out what 170,000 illegal immigrants will do to their storefronts, because they'll turn into have-nots. Just give it time. It's going to happen. And you know what blows me away, again, is that Congress seems to think that everything's hunky-dory. All these people can come across and look at all the corporate constituents that are going to give us money to put us back in office again, so we can kick the can down the road. But you see, here's the thing. All these Chinese nationals and whatnot that are coming to the country, everything that goes wrong at a point in time down the road, and they're anticipating it will, and maybe even before the election, anything that goes wrong, Congress is susceptible, as much as we the people, of finding themselves in danger personally. They literally, and I mean, you really think that, and I've said this before on the show, do you really think that the Chinese government, if they came in here and took us over and collapsed our government and our economy and our electric grid, you really think that they're going to allow any member of Congress and the administration to survive? You really think they're going to allow that? You really don't think that a red dawn can happen here? Oh, hell yes, it can. But people are in denial. They're in denial. And I feel sorry for the people in New York, because of all this gobbledygook in there, it's given everybody a bad name. And now they're suffering as a result of one judge's action and everybody playing political tit for tat with President Trump. That's a problem. And of course, after Letitia James's comment about seizing Trump's assets, Trump lawyer Alina Habba said the attorney general's got a goal of tearing down the Trump organization and a goal of tearing down the individuals that work so hard, including his campaign, his family, and the list goes on and on. Her goal, frankly, is not going to succeed, she told Fox News, adding, that's all I'm willing to say. Well, Alina is very outspoken, and that's probably not all she's going to say. You New Yorkers out there should be really upset. City Council in New York is calling for an investigation into Mayor Adams' plan to hand illegals, are you ready for this, $10,000 prepaid debit cards. My God, nobody in this United States of America gets $10,000 prepaid debit cards. Ostensibly, they're going to use it to buy food. Oh, you think so? You think so? Oh, Mayor Adams, I hate to disillusion you. It's going to cost the city and the taxpayers $53 million. It will allow migrants to spend $35 a day or $1,000 a month to buy food to prepare for themselves instead of being handed prepaid meals supplied by the city, like what's going on up in Massachusetts now. We reported that yesterday. $35 a day is all they're allowed to spend, each migrant, $35 a day. Well, let's see. If you spent $15 a day and really, you know, watched your budget, if you watched your budget, within a couple of weeks, you'd have enough to buy a gun on the black market. You get my drift? So, you know, I'm kind of feeling a little weird here because Mayor Adams said that this debit card company, Mobility Capital Finance, was attractive to him because the company was minority owned. Oh, there you go. What you talking about? Yeah. Minority owned. Mobility Capital Finance. He said, we don't hang out in the Hamptons together or go to baseball games together. Boy, Mayor Adams, you're getting to sound a lot like Google's Gemini program. Oh, have you seen all the reports of what's going on at Google's Gemini? Yeah, even my board op, Todd, talked about it this morning. He said when there yesterday, he talked to, and gave me some script talking all about what happened when he went to test it because he'd heard reports. And, oh, yeah, Google does not like white people. Google is changing the face of everything and putting Oriental, Black, Hispanic, whatever, everything but white people on figures that are supposed to be white and talking, you know what, caca about white people. So why do we trust Google? Google is being used by the government to monitor everything that's going on. It's no wonder half our listeners don't want to have internet. All right, little reaction here. We got New Yorkers lining up to comment on this thing. Mel in New York, go ahead. You're first up.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm down here in Long Island. I'm originally from Saratoga Springs, New York. But down here, getting the horse ready to run down here at the Aqueduct Racetrack, but stable at Belmont. But anyway, Letitia James, she's a disgrace. You know, I used to call, used to hear the chickens and the sparrows in the background at the farm that I was at. But anyway, you're liable to hear some roosters crawling in the background because there's roosters and hens and everything else running around the backstretch here at the track.
Hey, but anyway, that's allowed.
Yeah, right. I'm an American who happens to be black, all the 62 shares of age, and a registered Republican. You know, Letitia James is a disgrace and an embarrassment to the blacks in America. You know, what she's doing is, you know, is really, she's just a tool of the white liberal class of racists here in Americans. Once they get done with her, they'll throw her black ass under the bus and have her hung. Because she, you know, once they get what they need out of her, they'll turn on her like a pack of dogs and just wait. So just like that Fannie Willis down in Georgia and the rest of these dumb black sons of
can't stay over there. I get it.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know, I just can't take the BS that they're pulling. But you know, President Trump, time is, you know, if he's listening, you know, time is of the essence because with this bond money that he's got to come up with in 30 days, 75 to 80 million Americans voted for him in his stolen election. Now, if we all put skin in the game, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 bill, you know, all of us put that money in to get it in there. So, wait, he hasn't got to try to rustle it up because we know he got it, but still in all, it's not liquid. He's got to find it. We could help him out. He's got to come up with an organization, associate, some sort of a website or something to to where we can donate that money. All of us.
They do. Yeah, they do. There's that rooster, Mel. No, they do actually have a GoFundMe account set up. I wish they would have used Give, Send, Go, because, as you know, GoFundMe was being used by the Canadian truckers, and they shut it all down. But apparently there is a GoFundMe account. Yeah, there is a GoFundMe account for President Trump. They've raised a bunch of money. So if you go searching GoFundMe.com, you'll probably find it.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw $50 in there. Well, hey, America, we got to get in there. We got to get skin in the game. Don't leave him standing out there like a sheet in the wind. We got to get this done. All of America. Thank you, Dave, and God bless America.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Mel. I appreciate that. See, loyal listener there. Dave in New York, you're up next. Go ahead.
Red and yellow, black and... Hey, what happened to the white? Oh, never mind. Yeah. Yeah, actually, Mel was on my local radio station earlier this morning, and we were both complaining on air. So that's kind of neat.
Good.
Even though he's not here at the moment.
Good for you. Good for you.
Hey, Mel. Yeah, so... You know, they get this big deal about they're going to come down against whoever was saying that, you know, Biden didn't pass any money along. But we all heard him say, you know, you fire that attorney, that investigator, or you're not going to get your money. And son of a bitch, they fired him. We all heard that. I mean, we all heard him say, you know, so yeah, there was something going on here. I really don't think they wanted Hunter's artwork or whatever. He's not an expert in anything other than porn, I guess. But, and then, you know, on a more local thing, they had a kid here, okay, he's 17, and on February 5th and 8th of this month, he got word out, you know, whether through the internet or whatever, death threats against certain people in the schools. And they cut him loose on a little childhood type thing, you know, for CPS or something like that. But what he was doing, he was promoting terrorism. Anybody else, you know, you start putting threats out like that, man, you're going to get big time in trouble, you know. And I don't care if he was 17 or 14, because they use younger kids, you know, in a mob or whatever, because they're less likely to do too much time, you know. But, I mean, you know, that's just the shape of things to come. And one other thing, quickly, they supposedly Albany, New York, does not have fluoride in the water. And the mayor there says, we're going to get fluoride into the water, you know. Well, did you ever read the back of that toothpaste tube where it says if you swallow more than a pea-sized amount of that, call poison control? That's not, you know, your great-great-grandfather is fluoride. That's just leftover residue from making aluminum for the war or whatever.
Yeah.
So why not put it in a toothpaste and get rid of it that
way? This is why we're, you know, for a $25 donation to keep us on the air, we are going to give you Vitamir toothpaste that does not have fluoride in it. So I'm not worried too much about it. Dave, I appreciate your call. Brady in Arizona, I think that's where you are now. What say you?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, Dave. Hey, really quick, again, with this, we've been about 3 years into this COVID so-called pandemic, and remember before, years back, maybe 20 years ago, like, they just take the swine flu, for example, when they came out with the vaccine for the swine flu and 60 people died or whatever it was, they recalled it. Don't you think 20 million people with this COVID vaccine is enough to recall it?
No, not when they're on a mission, Brady. Not when they're on a mission.
So quick thing, who do we call to stop, say, the COVID injections? Our 5G towers, which are just a source around the school system, which are causing cancer clusters. Who's going to topple these 5G towers? Who's going to stop the COVID vaccines? Who's going to stop our military from traipsing all over the world under the disguise of NATO? Who's going to rise up, Dave? Is Trump going to do it? I don't think so.
I don't know. I doubt it. You know, considering what just, you know, they've been reporting up in Michigan that they booted the RNC lady out there. I saw a video of her. Yes. And put one of their, what's his name, Hoekstra? Yeah. And he's the rank and file. I mean, they're not doing anything but creating more trouble for themselves. And here I thought that President Trump was going to turn over a new leaf and not support these rank and file establishment types, and he was going to do something positive. I'm beginning to wonder.
You know what, Dave, really quick, though. I've been following mad cow disease now when I lived back in Minnesota, when I used to hunt white-tailed deer every year, they'd always, all of a sudden, pretty soon, mad cow disease is arriving in our white-tailed deer population and the moose up there by the Canadian border. Well, today on the news, almost 40% of the roaming animals around this planet, your elk, your deer, your moose, have chronic wasting disease in them. Spongiform bioencephalitis, otherwise known as zombie disease. And you have your government now saying, well, we might have the possibility of the zombie apocalypse deriving from disease X. Well, disease X, when you aerosolize the atmosphere and you hit every animal on this face of the earth, you're going to get prions disease, and there's no cure for mad cow disease or prions. So I think it's time we need to start making some phone calls. Who's driving all these recipes in the spiritual cooking? Who's doing all this stuff? I want some answers, Dave.
Yeah, it's our government. I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks for chiming in. Attacks on churches have increased nearly 800% in less than 6 years, indicating that hostility against U.S. churches is not only on the rise but accelerating, according to a report from the Family Research Council. And this is just between 2018 and 2023. 915 acts of hostility against churches were identified by the FRC. By analyzing open source documents, reports, media outlets, and last year alone, 436 acts of hostility against churches occurred. Wow. They won't stop. And prosecution of far right but not Antifa for the same riots is constitutionally impermissible, according to a judge. This just out, selective prosecution of far-right groups without charging their far-left counterparts for the same acts is constitutionally impermissible, according to U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney. He dismissed the charges against two men from the white nationalist Rise Above movement who violently clashed with members of the far-left group Antifa at three Southern California pro-Trump events in 2017. In his 35-page order, the judge stressed the importance of equal protection under the law, saying that although the two men may have been involved in violent acts, the prosecutors were wrong to exclusively target them without pursuing charges against Antifa members implicated in similar violent actions at political events. Well, finally, somebody's making sense of this, huh? A Colorado man who died after getting bitten by a Gila monster was hardly alone in having the gnarly-looking lizard for a pet. They're legal to own in most states, easily found through breeders and reptile shows, widely regarded for their striking color patterns and typically easygoing personality, but 34-year-old Christopher Ward's death may have been the first from a Gila monster in the U.S. in almost a century. The creature's bite is well known to be excruciating and venomous, and for that reason, some question the wisdom of keeping Gila monsters as pets. It's kind of like getting your hand slammed caught in a car door, according to Arizona State Professor Dale DiNardo of the lizard's bite. Even that initial pain is extended for an hour. Then you get typical days of soreness, throbbing pain. It's much worse than any bee, wasp, or scorpion. So, maybe if you've got one, you don't want to have one. Here's something a little more serious. For those of you that are trusting Big Pharma and not shopping at the Power Mall, you may want to rethink where you're getting your stuff from, because pharmacies nationwide are facing delays. I talked to several people yesterday that all said they were on prescription drugs and that they were not able to get them anymore because the pharmacies are backlogged and don't know when they're going to get the shipment in. Change Healthcare is a company handling orders and patient payments throughout the U.S. First noticed the cybersecurity issue affecting its networks. So apparently they've been hacked. And while they're working to address the matter, because they became aware of the threat, obviously, in the interest of protecting partners and patients, they took immediate action to disconnect their systems to prevent further impact. But problem is, Now, like what Mike in Indiana was talking about, when you have no cell phone, when you have no internet, when you can't get on your network, you can't order drugs. And when you can't order drugs, the entire supply chain goes to hell in a handbasket. So now, that's another reason to shop the Power Mall. And of course, they open up in about 6 minutes from now at 877-817-9829. U.S. commercial foreclosures are starting to go up now. I told you the shoe was going to be on the other foot. Everybody's waiting for the shoe to drop. But see, they start looking at all of these states out there that all of a sudden you get default notices, Liz Pendences, notice of trustee sale, notice of foreclosure sale, real estate owned properties. Yeah, California, New York, Texas, New Jersey, and Florida all showing significant increases. Wow. We'll be back with some more news and giving away one of those great Rick Satellite USA dish systems here after the break. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.